Greetings, this is James Gillen with As You Wish Talk Radio, broadcasting live from the East City Ranch, otherwise known as UFO and Paranormal Central. We've kind of gone beyond the paranormal lately into, you might say, Christ consciousness, because we're having some just phenomenal things happen here. We've got the self-mastery classes underway, and we've done two self-mastery ones, and we're into the self-mastery two. And it's going really well. It's just amazing. It's all being orchestrated on a higher level. And we're having some incredible visitations. On our website, you can go to our website actually and see some of the photographs taken. And we are going to put together a little slideshow pretty soon with all the paranormal activity at the ranch. One of the most amazing things, if you haven't already heard, is we took some photographs here out in the field. And we had Khan, who's a Japanese monk, a Kunlun teacher, and a master of many different traditions, was out in the field out here. We call it the Field of Dreams. And he had his cell phone camera, or cell phone with him, and the camera, and he saw something coming to him, and he flipped his cell phone on and took a picture of it. He saw a light appearing to him up in the sky. And the light came down closer, and it turned into this beautiful array of orbs or light spheres. And it was just amazing what happened after that. We actually had an apparition of Kuan Yin appear. And the picture looks identical to the old photographs or paintings or whatever that they have of Kuan Yin, and down to the details. So it was just amazing. I've shown this picture to so many people, and it's on the website. If you go to eseti.org, it's on the website there, and you can check it out. Another interesting thing happened is after that, if that wasn't as amazing enough, I asked him, I said, hey, meditate on Kazekiel, and I meditated on Kazekiel, and I asked him to go to him and appear to him so he could get a picture of Kazekiel. And so one of the beings I work with is who actually was the main inspiration behind the books that I've written, Reunion with Source and Becoming Gods. But anyway, he went out into the field, and the same thing happened. He saw this beautiful image and light appear to him. Took his cell phone out with no flash in a black sky, right in the middle of this field, and took a picture of this incredible golden light that looks like it has, it's like white gold and gold on the outside. It has wings and this huge energy, and it opened up like a vortex into another dimension or another world. And people who have looked at this say it looks like New Jerusalem and the Dome of the Rock in the background. And it's a very kind of religious or spiritual photo, you might say, you know, that when people saw it, they're just amazed. So anyway, we've had two of these phenomenons happen at the ranch here just recently, and it's due to the work that we're doing here, which is, you know, of the highest levels. We have this happening continuously. We're getting phenomenal pictures of light spheres and orbs and all kinds of beings appearing on people's cameras on their film here, and we're going to put that all together in a slideshow pretty quick and see if we can capture the last classes on some of the energies that were gathered. It's just an ongoing phenomenon here. The veils are getting very thin. This power spot that we sit on here where the East City Ranch is located is just an open gate for conscious contact, you might say, with these higher dimensional beings. And it's ongoing on a regular level. I've noticed the energies as we do these classes, the energy continues to build, and the people taking these classes are benefiting from this energy, and there's quite a transmission that happens, and it's life-changing for the people here that go through these transitions. But, you know, a lot of information is being shared about, you know, the days to come, things we need to do, how to shift consciousness, how to align yourself with the higher dimensional realms of self, and yes, they are inhabited, you know. You are going to greet others along the way. And just some amazing information is coming through. Very, very empowering information that is allowing people to to assimilate these new energies coming in and go with the flow on these earth changes. We've got quite a few people here at the ranch, and so I was hoping to take this out into the field and interview some of the people that... And I think we've got a hookup out there. I was hoping to interview some of the people that have partaken in some of these classes and get their take on what their experiences have been and open up a little sharing with the rest of the people on the show. So are we in the field? Let me see who we've got. Patrick, are you with us? Hello.
James, you there?
Yeah.
Can you hear me? Oh, this is Patrick. Yeah, I have Melinda here. She's going to talk about her experience here so far.
Good. Great.
Okay. Here she is.
All right.
Hi, James. It's Melinda here.
Hi. Welcome to the show.
Yeah. Well, I wanted to share one of the experiences that I had at the workshop here at the ranch this weekend. You know, when you put on that tape of hearing the Pleiadian ship powering up? Well, that sound that I heard was a sound that I've heard for probably 10 years in my ears, and I thought I had a medical condition. And I've gone to numerous doctors and therapists and taken different type of medications, and nothing would ever make it go away. And when I heard that sound last night in the conference center, I knew what it was. I've been sensitive to the ships, and that's what I've been hearing. I don't have a medical condition at all.
Mm-hmm. That happens quite often. People, they come here for answers and they get them, and they're life-changing answers a lot of times, because the answers they are getting, you know, and are really the wrong answers, and they're not helping them at all in some of the things that they're experiencing.
Right. And it was just such a comforting experience to sit there and hear that sound and go, that's the sound I've heard for all of these years and thought something was wrong with me. So I come away realizing I'm not broken at all. I'm just extremely sensitive.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that happens quite often. I've noticed that we've had a lot of people that are very sensitive, and they hear other, you know, they hear thoughts and hear other information come from other levels, and all they need to do is learn how to fine-tune and how to heal any unseen influences, and they're fine. But if they don't get those tools, they end up in institutions and drugged and locked away, and it's such a waste of human experience, you might say, because the potential that was there is now, you know, locked up in a little room on drugs, and it's a very sad scene.
Yeah, and the doctors keep sending you for tests, and things keep coming back, and they try different medications and different things, and, you know, while you're thinking you're going crazy. And then I come here for, you know, I've been here, what, maybe 3 hours at the ranch, and you put that on, and it's like, wow, that's what it was. All these years, that's what it was. So
great.
Thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome. Have you had any other experiences to go along with that, or...?
Well, we were just downstairs looking at some photographs of some of the things that happened last night when we were sitting around the fire after the meeting yesterday. And there, one man was sitting there, and the fire was taking on a whole energetic quality that wasn't showing up in three dimension, but it was showing up on the cameras, almost as if it looked like a sculpture that you would see out of Bryce Canyon or something. The fire was taking on its own qualities. And then he said he changed his thought form to think of apple pie, and all of that went away, and all of these beautiful orbs showed up. It looked like it was snowing orbs. There were so many of them. And I just saw that about 30 seconds before I came upstairs to get on the phone with you.
Oh, yeah. They've taken some amazing photos inside the building as well of orbs and little light beings sitting on people's shoulders and just all kinds of things going on that are just
They're
amazing.
Very, very cheerful. And one of the other experiences I had last night when we were doing the Kundalini workshop was I was sitting over in a corner kind of isolated from everyone because I came in a little late, and I started doing the exercises and getting really emotional and feeling all different types of emotions coming through. And then at one point, I was rocking and feeling it almost like a dance movement, and I felt someone come over and put their finger on my third eye, and the emotions just started really welling up and, you know, coming out in toning and in screaming and in different sounds. And it was as if someone had just pushed a button, and all these pent-up frustrations or emotions just wanted to come out that I'd been repressing. And they all came out, and after I calmed down and came back in to my space, I felt like I'd been turned inside out and cleaned with a toothbrush, that I was new.
Good.
And then I found out that you're the person that came over and pushed my button on my third eye. So,
yeah.
Again, thank you.
I was over there helping.
That.
Pam was one of them that was working with you, and I think she was the one that put the... And I was standing behind you, you know, holding you with the other energy. But
yeah,
it's definitely a joint effort.
And it was, you know, I wasn't even planning to do Kundalini, but I was pulled into the conference room by hearing the music and just sat there, and I was exactly supposed to be there because I had such a great healing in the conference room when I hadn't even planned to do that.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, that's what it's all about. It's just about letting go of the garbage and the repressed emotions and feelings. And then when you go through that on the other side, you end up in bliss, you know, and it just...
And also letting go of the judgments. I know I was here at the ranch about 3 weeks ago, and that was my first experience here. I never even knew it existed before then. And I remember when we first came in the room, the first thing you said is, okay, we've already forgiven everybody. Everybody's forgiven everybody. In case something comes up, just know it's already been forgiven. And that just created such an energy of peace and non-judgment, and that we were all here for the same thing, and that was to be an expression of love and caring for the planet and for the fellow participants here, and that we were all on the same page, and we were going to be kind. And that just set such a great foundation for me to hear somebody say, okay, we're going to start out with forgiveness.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd never heard anybody start a workshop or seminar with that type of approach before, and it was really divine. And I'm one of these that believes divine appointments are always on time, so I know I'm exactly where I'm supposed to be right now, here at your ranch.
Well, thank you so much for sharing your experiences, and I'm sure we'll have some more tomorrow.
Okay.
All right, let's see if there's somebody else that wants to come online.
There's another person up here that is experiencing things, too.
Oh, great.
Okay, I'm going to pass over to her.
Thank you. Hello, James. This is Renee.
Hello.
How are you?
Hey, Renee, how you doing?
I'm doing real well.
Good.
Well, thank you.
Do you want to share some of your experiences today or with the energies that were coming in?
Is it okay if I talk about a different experience?
Sure.
Is that okay?
That's fine.
Okay. The first time I was here was in 2007, and I came here to see the ships. That was what I was drawn to see. And that was what I expected to see. And I was here for the conference, and we went out in the evening and started sky watching. And that evening, with all of us there, people playing guitars, I see orbs coming out of the mountain, and lots of them. That was one thing I did not expect to see, and I did see the ships. But what really absolutely floored me was the very last night I was here. Everyone had left on Sunday except for a few of us, and I was camped out on the field with the front of my tent facing the mountain. I fell asleep and was woken up in the middle of the night. And I always kept the flap rolled up, and so I could see out the screen, just so in case something happened. And I woke up and crawled over to the screen, put my nose against the screen to see what was out there, and I see this brilliant gold light in the trees. And at first, I was having a difficult time processing what I was seeing. I had no idea what I was looking at, and it was alive. It was gold. It was shining. And my left brain decided, okay, this must be the traffic because the tree line is along the highway. Well, as soon as I thought that, this light floats above the trees, way above the trees, and then goes back down into the trees and turns an emerald green instantly. And to this day, I don't know what it was I was looking at. And then instantly changed to red, and then instantly changed to blue. And I wanted to go outside and look at this light, but all of a sudden I felt so tired that I could not hold my head up. It was like I almost felt like I'd been drugged. And I had to go back into the bed and go to sleep. Well, the next morning I'm taking down my tent, deciding in my mind I must have been dreaming, when this man comes running across the field and says, "Did you see it? Did you see it?" And I said, "I don't know what you saw, but what I saw was this light in the trees that changed from gold to green to red to blue." And he said, "Well, that wasn't all the colors that changed. It stayed here for like an hour and a half, just going up and down the tree line." So maybe you know what this was.
Yeah, they're our friends, our little UFO friends, you might say, having fun.
You've seen these before?
Yeah, we've seen every color you can imagine, and things changing colors. So, and going through the trees and popping up and going, you know, in front of the mountain, behind the mountain, just about everything.
Well, this thing had no shape to it. It was fluid, and it kept changing shapes. So mm-hmm. I guess if that's a ship, that's not like any kind of ship. Conventional ship I was expecting to see, but anyway,
yeah,
I just
yeah,
got
no,
here.
Some of the inner Earth ships are actually fluid. They're really interesting ships, and they change according to the consciousness of the individuals on them. Yeah, they're really interesting, but I've seen that before. It's happened a lot in Mexico too, where these ships start changing all different colors, and they actually morph. You know, start morphing and everything, and they don't seem to be bound by any kind of laws that we would know of, or any kind of physical laws. They seem to transcend all that in their abilities.
Well, it certainly did. It was beautiful. But anyway, mm-hmm. I just wanted to share that experience.
Great.
And I have another person here that would like to speak with you.
Oh, great. Put them on.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Hi, James. How are you?
Good.
Good. It's Jana.
Yeah. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well tonight.
Yeah.
I guess I wanted to talk about coming here and how this place becomes kind of, it can really amplify your abilities and your level of sensitivity, and that it's, you know, it's a really nurturing, safe place for, you know, sensitives and clairvoyants and I've experienced a lot of things here, but what I want to share is especially the experience with, as many people know, the veil is very thin here. And I was tented out one night under one of the big trees in a really lovely little area along the creek there. And I was woken during the night by some footsteps. And I've spent a lot of time in the forest, and I'm very familiar with the sounds of animals, and so I sensed the presence of a being, and I had a see-through tent, and I actually got up and I looked out, and there was a small 3-foot-tall being standing outside of my tent that had this immense amount of joy kind of emanating from it, and I actually looked at this creature, and I believe it was a three-dimensional manifestation of a nature spirit, like a gnome or an elf, and I had a one-on-one interaction with it, and it totally changed me forever growing up and with the fairies and the gnomes and thinking that all that is kind of bogus, and it would come back each night, and there was people around that would hear it come around, And it was just really lovely that it wanted to interact with me, and it was absolutely life-changing to have that interaction. So, yeah, I wanted to share that with everyone.
Yeah, I've heard talked to several people in that area. I call that the little fairy area there, that has incredible nature spirits in that area.
Yeah.
And so many people have said that they were woken, woken in the middle of the night or whatever. They hear these little footsteps running around their tent.
Yeah.
And they see little shadows, you know, they can see a shadow of a little being running by or whatever.
Yeah,
and,
and the expression too, like I caught a glimpse of this being's face, and it was just, I think if you couldn't sense its energy, it might freak you out a little, but it had this just beautiful energy and a lot of gratitude. But, and I also think in that area that there might actually be an entrance that goes into the earth where they're all kind of hanging out under there. And, it's just awesome. And, so that's
a little hobbit hole there or something.
Yeah, it's a hobbit hole. But
I know the photographs you've been taking are phenomenal of all the light spheres, and you got the little fairy pictures going on and
over
that area.
Yeah, there's a lot of that going on, and the manifestation of these nature spirits coming through in the light orbs. I mean, I think it takes a lot of energy for them to come into three dimensions if we wanted to see them, and the nature spirits, I think, are very much in the light. And but I think there are some trust issues there because there's so much going on, but that we're building a relationship with them, and that's such a marvelous opportunity. And so there are a lot of really neat photos coming up, and it kind of aligns great with the technology that's coming out now with the digital cameras. So yeah, and that helps a lot with people with the tangible proof, but I haven't yet to get a picture of a gnome or an elf. But
I'd take your camera over there with you next time. And
I did.
See if I'll do a photo shoot, you know. Just
well,
meditate,
really
ask them, just say, hey, can I get a picture? Is there any way possible, you know?
I was going to compliment his shoes.
See what you get.
yeah, I will. Absolutely. I think that really helps with a lot of people to have that kind of tangible proof. But, yeah, absolutely.
I know a lot of people had an experience around 6:30.
Yes, there was an experience this morning. There was a ship that came in and around 6:30 this morning, and I was awake. And normally, I hear the ringing in my ears when some of the ultra-dimensionals are, giving us information, and we kind of pause in that moment. But this was very much an external sound outside of the building, and it was a very loud but comforting tone. And you could, because sometimes, I mean, you can really feel what's going on out in the field. And, there was a ship that came in around 6:30. Yeah, like really bright,
Yeah, and there's a woman that said she had an experience there.
Absolutely.
Actually, on the ship, she got to go for a little ride, I guess, on the ship and met the beings and then was put back. And she said she came back at 6:30. And I thought that was interesting that I've had about four people now come up to me and ask me if something happened around 6:30 because they heard all these sounds and felt this energy, something going on.
Yeah, it was a rocker for sure. And actually, this lovely woman is sitting across from me. And I think it would be great for her to talk about her experience.
Yeah, so, if she'd want to, I'd love to have her on.
Absolutely. So thank you. And thank you, BDS. All right.
Thanks for coming on the show.
Hello. Hi, this is Cheryl.
Hi, Cheryl. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well.
Welcome to BBS.
Oh, thank you.
I hear you have a story for us.
Yes. This morning around 3 a.m., I was asked to go outside. And I said, oh, it's too cold. Forget it. I went back to dream state. Next thing I knew, I was outside. And my husband was standing next to me, and I got hit with a wave of energy, which made me go to my knees. And the next thing I knew, I was in a diner. And I'm like, what am I doing in a diner? And I looked around and realized I wasn't in a diner. I was on a ship. And I put my arm in front of my husband. I said, don't eat anything. I don't know where we are. So at that point, I had a feeling to walk up to the largest gentleman in the group, and he swiped my chest. And he says, we've been looking for you. And I said, okay. Kind of like dumbfounded because I'm a nobody. And he said, well, could you go to the lab? And I thought, oh, shit, no. Then all this peace came over me. And I said, I looked at my husband. He says, I don't know. And I said, yeah, I'm supposed to go. So I went through the doors. There was no lab there. They were messing with me. It was kind of a cosmic joke. Mm-hmm. On the other side was my wife, Elizabeth, who I was married to in a former life when my name was Dan. She showed me so much love, such a deep appreciation for finding me. I came overwhelmed with love. And I'm so happy we found each other. And at this point, she goes, well, would you like to go have some fun? And I'm like, sure, what do we do? She goes, step off the ship. And I'm like, what? And we did, and we walked through the air. And I'm like, oh, my God, I'm walking on air. And she's like, looked at me like, yeah, uh-huh. Like, she does it all the time. And she goes, well, let's take off. And we did. And I ended up in the Middle East. I saw Iraq. I saw a road that is considered deadly. I saw some other areas of the Middle East I've never seen before. And then around 6:30, we were coming back. And we were coming back to the ranch, and she goes, oh, there's someone in the field. You have to wear a parachute because we can't startle them yet. They're not ready. So I floated down onto the field and woke up and was so elated and so happy to find them. Mm-hmm. And that's what happened to me.
Yeah, I find that ironic, too, because when you said 6:30, I said, well, wait a minute. This is the third person that has come up to me and said they experienced an energy and heard it, and it was very profound. And you know, they all said 6:30 that something happened. You know, so
yeah.
I mean, as bizarre as that story sounds, I'm inclined to believe it, mainly because of the timeline that so many people, you know, experienced that ship or something coming over the ranch at that time.
Yeah, I've never had an experience like that, and I hope to have many more.
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess anything goes when you get out of body. You know, you can have any kind of experiences you want, and even imagination is real on the level of imagination. So, you know, who are we to judge another person's experience?
Exactly.
Right. Well, thank you so much for sharing, you know, your experience on the show. Is there anybody else there that wants to come on the show?
Yes, there is another person right here. I'll hand the phone to them.
Greetings, James.
Hello, who are we speaking with?
James, this is Nate.
Oh, Nate, how you doing?
I'm doing fantastic, man. It's
right.
Truly a pleasure to be here back at the ranch again.
Great.
Yeah.
Hey, can you share some of your experiences? I know you've been really having fun with the energies here at the ranch during the classes, and maybe you can share some of your experiences and what it felt like to engage, you know, those different
definitely.
Energies.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, there's just so many different energies, and what I have to say, though, I have to bring it back to kind of the human and personal level. You know, all the multidimensional aspects of the different beings that are showing up here, and of course the ships. It's fascinating, and it's really excellent to experience that. But I think like connecting with like-minded individuals here, though, has been one of the most rewarding things of parts of the experience for me. I was here for the 4th of July conference, And life has just been so accelerated since then, and I just connected with so many people. They're just total spiritual fam. And it seems like it's had this exponential effect that's kind of spilled over outside of the ranch, and it's really just been fantastic. The last two ladies who were on the line, actually, I had the pleasure of spending some time with them out in Hawaii with Auntie Nahi, the kahuna who was here for 4th of July, and yeah, we just, it was almost kind of an extension of East Eddy Ranch. We continue to do some really excellent healing and clearing work out there. I would have to say that the people, the caliber of people that are here and the conversations that can be had, it feels exceptional. I'm sure that a lot of people who are looking into, you know, this sort of information can relate to having a hard time discussing, or being on the same wavelength when trying to share these experiences with people just in their normal everyday life. And so it's really so powerful and healing for people to be able to come together. And I mean, the experiences that I've had here are, as far as like seeing stuff, it just pales in comparison to all of the stories that I have been getting to hear. And it's amazing to just see, you know, you can see the emotional content as people describe their experiences. And this place is just unlike anything I've ever experienced. It's amazing. Truly beautiful.
It's fun just watching the transformation and you know, seeing everybody supported in their opening and their transformation process.
Yeah.
You know, I think is incredible. And that actually, you know, makes it okay for them to continue and even expand further, and for others to open up too as well. So we're seeing some, you know, huge transformations going on here with people, and which is really the main, you know, the main goal of having these conferences and these workshops.
Definitely. You know, I mean, there's quite a few people that I met here on 4th of July. Some of them are back here currently now. Some of them are not. But yeah, it seems to be something that pretty much most people are describing is having come here and felt an initiation and activation take place. I've certainly seen this with a friend of mine, Tommy, who I didn't know before coming here over 4th of July, but he kind of lived near me, and I was living in L.A. after I went back home, and, you know, we did a few different things together. We went and did some Kunlun together. We went and trained Reiki. We went and did a bunch of other workshops, and it's really been amazing to see him just go through a complete spiritual evolution, you know, and different things in his life just kind of like actually falling away to the side, but new things coming in. And it's really been a beautiful process to see it happening in my life and in the beautiful people that I've met here.
Can you give us your take on what it felt like? Let's say when, you know, one of the other masters would come in, we'd do the clearing work, and then the master was actually coming in to initiate people. Could you, a lot of people go, well, this is just all woo-woo stuff, you know. This is like people getting together and acting crazy and thinking they're having an experience. What would you say to people that would come across with that kind of an attitude, you might say?
Well, I would say that actually experiencing it for yourself is probably a good place to start. And, you know, I know that you've basically said things like that in the past, that like, hey, come out here, you know, to the ranch, don't take my word for it, have an experience for yourself. Now, as far as like being able to determine, you know, masters' presences and, you know, various energies and entities and decipher what they are, I personally am very much still in the beginning stages of refining my ability to do that. However, over 4th of July, when you did that first mass table tipping and all the beings came in and it was like the mass initiation, it was very intense. All I can say is that it was extreme energetic phenomenon that I was feeling around me. The very common thing I know a lot of people have experienced or talk about feeling is the crown chakra. Really activating, opening up. Today we were talking about, you know, feeling like you're wearing a hat when you're not. Yeah. that was extremely palpable for me. There's aspects of it that are subtle that I wouldn't even really know how to describe. It definitely had an emotional component to it as well. So, you know, I don't know for sure exactly what the technical details and the mechanics of what was happening.
Yeah.
But clearly something very excellent and powerful did occur.
Uh-huh.
And I'm just ecstatic that I was able to experience that, and it just so excited to be here for the rest of the month, and explore and experience and just be.
Yeah, exactly. You know, it's really not that important to get into labels and names and everything else, but one thing we can't deny is the energy that comes in and how it feels.
Exactly.
There's something there, you know, and the profound effect it has on everybody in the group when it does come in, and whether or not, you know, we know exactly who it is or whatever else, the benefits of that energy that come with that are just phenomenal.
Yeah, and yeah, bottom line is that it's been extremely positive for me.
Mm.
Yeah.
Great. Well, yeah. Thanks so much for coming on the show.
Of course, James.
Yeah.
My pleasure.
Have we
Thank
got
you.
Any other victims out there we can bring
yeah,
on the
looks
show?
Looks like we got one more
right
here. So I'm going to pass it off. All right.
Hello.
Hello, who am we speaking with?
Hi, James, it's Debbie.
Hi, Debbie, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. It's great to be on your show. It's great to be at the ranch again. So soon,
yeah.
So recently.
Yeah. I know that, I was just wondering, I know you've seen, I don't know, God knows how many ships. I guess we couldn't even count them, could we?
Yeah, many, many, many.
Yeah.
It's like, what do you want to say? Common, you know, it's like a normal, it's the standard.
Yeah, I'm kind of I'm not blown away when the ships come, I'm blown away when they don't come. Like,
right,
every once
right,
in a while we
exactly.
get a little lull and there's nothing
where
going on.
Go?
I go, where are they? What's going on? You know, it's like, but it's actually the opposite here. You know, with us, we see so many ships and we don't see them, you know, coming in on a regular basis that are, you know, in a lot of numbers or whatever. We kind of go, what's going on? You know,
right. Well, I guess they have to take a break now and again, you know.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. They probably have vacation time and things like that, you know.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, I had my first experience at the ranch during Khan's workshop.
Uh huh.
And I just noticed in the Kunlun, the energy was very unique here. I probably had my the strongest Kunlun experience ever. So I knew there was something very special about this place.
Yeah. That's what Khan kept saying. He goes, this place is very special. Very
sneaky. Special.
Yeah. Yeah, that was it's interesting. He goes, I don't know. You know, and then when he started taking pictures of Kuan Yin and Kazekiel and having these experiences and watching him wandering around out in the field there at 4 or 5 in the morning was kind of funny, because he was just like floating around out there, staring up in the sky, just seeing all kinds of incredible experiences. Hello?
James, they're saying you have a caller on, I think it was line one, if you want to take it.
Yeah, they popped on the wrong line to tell me. But Well, we'll hold on to that call. I wanted to talk to you a little bit more.
Okay.
Can you talk about some of your experiences here, especially with the energies that you're experiencing and some of the initiations that you went through and you know, connecting with Mary's energy and Babaji and some of the other masters while you were here?
Oh, yeah. It's, wow. Yeah, really been life-changing experience. I think the first one was when, after the Kundalini workshop, we were doing a session, a clearing session, the table tipping. Mm-hmm. And Babaji came in, and Khan went and did a mind-to-mind transfer with some of us.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a pretty incredible experience there. And what's very interesting, I had a dream that exact thing happened. It was very interesting, and then it happened here at the ranch. And you also had done a session with me where I got a very, very strong initiation from Babaji.
Mm-hmm.
And ever since then, I've just felt an incredibly strong connection with him, and that I can just call on him at any time, you know, even not at the ranch, you know, back at my home.
Yeah.
So that's been very, you know, very special. That's all. I mean, yeah, really, really special, that connection. But then, so I came, I knew I had to come back, and you said, you know, welcome back for the Self-Mastery 2 class. So I came back, and we did our, I think it was Friday night, you did a first clearing session, and got an incredible, excuse me, initiation from Mary Magdalene.
Mm-hmm.
You said it was something about an Egyptian initiation. I experienced a very strong energy moving through my body, and I started speaking in tongues, you know, some language I don't recognize. And it opened up, it was like the energy opened up something in my brain. My awareness was significantly different after that. Incredible.
Yeah, a lot of people don't understand who Mary is. Mary Magdalene, actually, who she really was, and they don't really, you know, the picture we get of her as being this whore and prostitute and you know, messing with, tempting Jesus, all this other stuff, you know, just a very negative picture of it, you know, that was actually painted by the disciples. But they were extremely jealous of her because Jesus spent so much time with her and was very much in love with her. You know, and that, you know, got turned around, but actually she went through the Egyptian mystery school. She was part of the royal family. She was a highly, highly evolved, highly trained woman and a very powerful woman. And, that's really the way we should be working with her, and her energies. She knows how to initiate and open people up and her energies are coming in very strong on the planet right now, and that's why, you know, that's why it felt like that to you, because she's not, you know, the image that we've been given. She's actually a very, very powerful master, you might say, that's coming to assist whoever asks, you know.
Yeah, incredibly powerful. It was quite an experience, and I just feel really blessed to you know, have been be connected with her like that. That was, really, really amazing. And you did another clearing today where it was where Babaji and Mataji came in, and mm-hmm. to feel them both and the differences in the energy. Now I really have a distinction of, the different feeling of them. And that's really incredible. So different, the masculine to the feminine.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, some people have a hard time discerning that, and because I've been doing it for so many years, it's very easy for me. But you know, I'm glad that you could sense the difference in the energies and who, and the more you work with these energies, what I've been explaining to people, you just get to know them, and when they come. You know, it's not like the voice comes in your head and goes, "Hi, you know, I'm Babaji," or whatever. You feel their presence, and as soon as they come into the room, you know they're there, and you've been working with their frequencies for a long time, and it's just an inner knowing that kicks on, you know, that helps you. And then when a new one comes in, you can sense a difference. You go, wait a second, this is a little different. You know, who is this? And you can tune into it and find out who they are as well.
Yeah. I first got a hit a while back. I had a vision of all these higher beings, and they were just wanting to help us and just waiting for us to ask for that help. And I was really blown away by seeing that. And then I met you and some people that you've worked with, you know, that told me about you, and I just feel like it's really bringing all that into reality, and you're really giving people tools to empower themselves to work with these higher energies and their own source, their own higher self connection. Mm-hmm. And these higher beings and guides that we're all connected to. And so it's just such a blessing to, you know, that you're empowering people that way. It's just really beautiful to see, and to see everybody really light up. And,
yeah.
You know, all that you hear people talk about, it's you're bringing it into reality, and it's really, really great to experience it.
Well, yeah, to me it's beautiful that people can experience it, and they do have the sensitivity to feel what's going on, and some stronger than others, you know, but here I'm just watching, you know, when we come out of some of these meditations, when the energy comes in, I'm watching people walking outside, and they're just so at peace and so calm, and it's almost their eyes are so wide. It's like a whole room full of deer in the headlights, you know, walking
right.
out like what happened, you know,
exactly.
What just happened in there. They knew something really profound happened, and they feel completely altered and changed, but they're not really sure what, you know,
right. They, like, how am I going to explain this, you know?
Yeah. And then you have to go process it and go, wow, that was really interesting. But
yeah.
I just love seeing people transform and wake up and, you know, beam it. You know, it's just being able to sense that we aren't alone, and we do have a lot of help out there. And, you know, to me, it would be very sad to be in that conscious state that you're all alone and you've got to do this all on your own, and to be thrown down here totally disconnected, you know, thinking everything's on your shoulders when it's really not. I mean, we have incredible help waiting, you know, for us to open the doors to it.
Right, incredible help. I mean, we have all these amazing higher beings and ascended masters and our brothers from the stars that are flying by and saying hello. I mean, yeah, we're definitely not alone.
Yeah, I have to laugh when somebody just thinks that we're it. This physical reality is it.
Right.
And we're the only beings here, the only dimension on this, you know, in this multiverse that has life on it, and that we're the best creator has to offer.
Right. I've had some really, really good gut-busting laughs over that with friends as well, you know, because you start to think, I mean, how incredibly vast our universe is, and, I mean, how could we possibly think we'd be the only planet with people, you know, with some form of intelligent life. It's really ridiculous.
Yeah, I always say, if we're the best God has to offer, this is a pretty sorry universe, you know. You know, I can't imagine, you know, a God being that lame, you know, has to.
Right. He wants to come up with something better than this.
Yeah. Yeah, so, you know, it just doesn't work for me, you know, that.
Yeah.
You know, this little old man with a beard sitting up there, you know, throwing lightning bolts at angry, aggressive people. And there's got to be something better going on, you know, somewhere else.
There's got to be something more fun than that, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, a little more loving and kind than what's going on here. But
yeah, well, that's definitely coming through here at the ranch, the incredible love and brotherhood and light coming in. I was laughing because of Nate before. He was talking about, you know, how you feel like you're wearing a hat, you know, when you're not. And mm-hmm. I've noticed that when I come here, I'm always like, God, what? Okay, now my crown is very, very activated here. So it just feels like the veils are a little thinner. We're away from, you know, our standard society, cities and things like that. And so all those energies and that are just more accessible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you don't have the psychic turbulence and all the electronic interference and everything else here that you have in the cities. And plus it's, you know, we've had 23 years here of intensive working with these higher energies and anchoring them in and doing meditation and process-oriented therapy. So it's really anchored that energy into an already existing vortex or a power spot, you might say. Mm-hmm. So it's very, very easy here to open up and experience the other planes and dimensions as well as the higher dimensional aspects of self, you know, and it's a very mm-hmm. empowering place here.
Yeah, and I've noticed any of my other spiritual practices or meditations I've done here have been just, wow, you know, at a whole other level, you know, where I feel like, wow, this is really what this is supposed to do, you know.
Mm-hmm. We hear that quite often. We hear people that do other practices when they come here, they said it's just extremely accelerated. And so to me, I've always felt that it's all about intention. And that whatever that intention is gets extremely accelerated here. And people have some amazing experiences when they just focus in the right direction and hold that focus.
Mm-hmm. Great. Well, it's been great talking to you.
Oh, and you too. I think we might have time for maybe one more caller if there's anybody left.
Okay, yeah, there is somebody else here. So I will turn him over to you.
All right.
All right, bye now.
All right, thanks for coming on the show.
Hello?
Hello, who are we speaking with?
Hey, this is Jung.
Jung, how you doing, Jung?
Good, good. How you doing, James?
Good. Getting your TP together?
Yep. Well, I got the foundation done, but right. I helped Brandon and Lori got it up.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, the TP's there up. We got the canvas around. Now we just got to figure out how all the fittings. We still got to fiddle with it.
Yeah, yeah, that's always the case.
Oh, yeah, okay. Good to hear that.
Yeah, yeah, it's like a little puzzle, but it all comes together eventually. Just
okay.
Might want to walk away a couple times from it and wait for the answer to come.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, okay, that's good to hear because we were like, oh, my God. I hope we don't have to take the poles down and reset them again.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay.
You can
cool.
just keep moving it around till it fits, you know.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's what we have.
Okay, that's good.
But, anyway, we're just about wrapping up the show. We've just got a couple minutes left.
Okay.
You know, I don't know if you've got anything enlightening to say in this next minute, but about some of your experiences here.
Sure, I do. I can start with back in June, the first time we got up in the ranch. And, you know, I've always, you know, watched movies about the UFOs and always hearing the news about UFO sighting and stuff. And I've always been, you know, curious and always kind of subconsciously know that, you know, there's other people out there or other beings out there in the world that, you know, doing their daily thing just like us.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when I got here, and I didn't really know anything about Isetti until my brother said, you know, hey, there's this guy, James. He got a ranch that has a lot of UFO activities, you know, and people can come by and camp and stargaze. And I said, well, cool. Sounds cool. I never really actually see a craft fly before. Like, okay. So we head down, you know, to James' ranch, and the first person I met was James, and then he just kind of gave us a little detail of what the place is all about, and, you know, how you kind of explain It's all about consciousness and how you're, if you're willing to open up, you know, they will come in and let fear and all of the negative emotions go and you know, open up your consciousness and be aware and accept. Or may not even accept, but even just open up a door of the endless possibility. And I did, you know. Me and the first night, me and my brother went out into the field, and we remember, you know, your words, your what you're saying about consciousness. And we basically went out in the field, lay down, and I guess kind of did a little experiment. I was like, okay, let's try to hold each other's hand together and clear our thoughts, and then project or triangulate our vision, our thoughts, to ask the crafts or the beings to come down. And right after we projected our vision, less than 3 seconds, we saw this craft, this light, looked like the moon. And then that night it wasn't very clear at all. It was kind of a cloudy night. And this craft came out of nowhere after we triangulate our thoughts. It just came down through the clouds above, you know, was not much higher than the tree levels, came through the clouds, slow down, like it put on its brakes, and just shine. It was just, I mean, it just shined like it was, we thought it was the moon that came down.
Yeah.
And, you know, it came down and just radiated these lights, and after, right, when it came down, I felt like really, really relaxed. And I felt this familiarity, like, hey, this is new, but it's not new, you know.
Something's kind of like, you know what? God, it's an amazing story, but unfortunately, we're out of time, and
okay.
About 2 minutes over, and I'm getting the message that I've got to sign off.
Okay.
So So thanks for coming on the show, and we'll get more of that story maybe again on the next show or the next field show, Skywatch, that we go out to.
Yeah,
and,
but anyway, the experience here really opened up our consciousness, and it's the whole life changing. And all the old thoughts, old programming, old way of thinking totally got thrown out a window. And thank you to you, James.
All right, well, thanks for coming on the show.
Good night.
All right, good night. Well, this is James Gillen with As You Wish Talk Radio signing off. We're out of time, and so have a great evening, and pay attention to the shifts in consciousness and energy, and watch the skies. There's a lot going on. Good night.